Tonight we're going to look in the book of Psalm, Psalm 55, verse 22. We're just going to read one verse, but we're going to make some mentions about some verses in this particular chapter. But it's something that we know. It's something that we know to do, but sometimes it's hard. And that is giving your burdens to the Lord. So I'd like to begin reading with verse 22 of Psalm 55. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. There's a challenge there. There's a statement, and there is a solution all of that verse where it says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. So let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for each one that's here. We thank you for those that are watching and those that will be watching. We do pray for the burdens and the requests that we have on our hearts, and especially those that we're in the path of the storms, and there's so many tragedies all over the world. And Lord, I know that you know each need, and nothing takes you by surprise, and the fact that you even allow some things. So Father, I pray that you help us tonight as we spend some time with you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All of us carry burdens. They come in various shapes and sizes. They are a certain weight. Some are very heavy. Some are lighter than others. But all of us carry burdens. Sorrows, troubles come in many kinds, in many ways, and in many fashions. Burdens are not only carried by Christians, but they're also carried by non-believers. All of us, in some way, shape, or form, have burdens to carry. As I mentioned before, some burdens are heavier than other burdens, but they're still burdens. Sometimes we might have a tendency to think about the burdens that we carry, and we look at someone else and we realize that maybe they're carrying a heavier burden than we are, but yet we still have to consider that the burdens that we carry are our burdens. Our burdens. And it's easy to give someone advice, or it's easy to say, well, this is what I do, or this is what I did, but yet it's still your burden. I don't know if you've ever been a part of a conversation that you're telling someone about a situation that you have, and the other person seems to take over the conversation, and they talk about how bad their situation was. And so I guess my point is that we all have burdens, we know what burdens are, and we all have to deal with these burdens. Some of the heaviest burdens that we carry are the ones that are not seen. Some of the heaviest burdens that we carry are the ones that we carry deep in our hearts. When we have a situation, and maybe it's a health issue, or maybe it's a health concern or something like that that is known about publicly, then we have folks that are praying. We have folks that are lifting these requests up. We have folks that that are earnestly concerned, and they pray. But there's also burdens that no one knows about, or at least very few know about. Now, we know the Lord knows, and I'm thankful for that. So what do we do with these burdens? Well, the psalmist here in Psalm 55 is a very burdened person. There's a lot of problems that is taking place. And although I want to read a few of these verses, I'm not as much concerned about what the burden is rather than what is happening when you have the burden and when the psalmist has a burden. Because sometimes when we talk about burdens, if we're not careful, these burdens can become more gossip than really praying for. In other words, when you say, pray for me, I've hurt my leg, then someone will want to know what leg, what position of the leg, and how did it happen, and how long have you been hurting? You see what I'm saying? It's not how, but it's a matter of when we have prayer and when we pray, we're just earnestly praying that God will help in those situations. So it's not the details that is the important, but it's just the fact that we lift the request up because God already knows what it is. And sometimes it can become more of an announcement more so than earnestly praying. Casting thy burden upon the Lord. Now, how do we know this psalmist is carrying a burden? And it's not the burden that I want us to see, but it's the result of the burden. It's the result of the burden. Verse 1 says, give ear to my prayers, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Verse 2, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and I make a noise. You see, that's a hurting heart. That's someone that is carrying a deep burden, and that's someone that is concerned about what it is the psalmist is carrying. Verse 3 says, because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. So that psalmist is feeling very, very hurt, very low. And sometimes burdens will make us feel very low. Burdens will drag us down to the point to where it's hard to even function because of that burden, because of, that concern or whatever it is that you're carrying. Verse 9 says, my heart is sorrow pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror have overwhelmed me. You kind of get the picture of the concern, of the burden, of the hurt that this psalmist, the Psalm of David here is carrying. But I want you to notice the thought process here, and that is in verse 6 and 7. The Bible says, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. From then would I fly away and be at rest. The psalmist is saying, I just want to get out of here. I just want to go away from these burdens. I want to leave these burdens behind. Verse 7 says, lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. In other words, meditating, and I think it's ultimately saying, as much as sometimes we want to run from our burdens, running isn't the answer. Running is not the answer. Do you know that I was reading recently and talking to someone recently about the suicide rate is tremendously starting to climb. The the lady that I mentioned not too long ago in one of the services that I had the opportunity to talk to, she said that she was a suicide survivor. And so there's a lot of things that people feel like in their heart, their burdens that they carry, that they feel like, I just need to end it. I need to end the suffering. But in reality, someone without Christ, the suffering isn't ended. And that's not the answer. Verse 8 says, I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Even though we see a heavy heart in the psalm, and even though the psalmist is carrying a heavy burden, like many of you maybe tonight, and even though that heavy heart is evident, we do have an answer. We do have an answer. What are we to do with these burdens? Just for a little while tonight, I want to just make mention just a few things. And I want to begin with this. Something that we need to be aware of. Before we talk about what to do, because the Bible tells us what to do, there's not a lot to expound on when it comes to the Bible telling us, cast thy burden upon the Lord. And that's telling us what to do. But I want to give you some things to start with, of what not to do or what to beware of. Because when we carry burdens, when we carry them for so long, then we feel like that it's about to break. We feel like that there's a such a weight in our life that we say, I can't handle much more. I can't handle much more. The first thing I want us to consider of what not to do or to beware, maybe I should put it this way, we should beware, and that is this. When burdens get heavy, we have a tendency to doubt God. To doubt God. And we need to beware of that. Because God is still on the throne. God knows everything that is taking place. But when our burdens become heavy, then doubts will come. Doubts will come. When troubles come, and when we feel like there's no relief, and no relief can be found, then we might say, Lord, aren't you listening? Aren't you listening? We might even say, Lord, don't you care? Because sometimes I think that our minds get to a certain point, if we're not careful, our minds get to a certain point to where we realize maybe I should put it this way, we don't realize what we're saying, and we don't realize what we're thinking. I think that was the point of this psalmist in verse 1 where he says, give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplications. In other words, Lord, don't you hear me? Don't you hear me? Don't you hear my concerns? Don't you hear my burdens? And I'm not seeing things happen. And when we don't see things happen, or at least in the timing that we would like, then human nature takes in and we begin to doubt. We need to be aware of that. Because God knows everything that is taking place. And we can trust Him. We can trust Him. Something else that we need to be aware of, and that is this. We can't get into the role of self-pity. Self-pity. Verse 2, that verse that I read to you just a few moments ago, attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint, and I make a noise. It's almost like the psalmist says there's no relief that can be found, and now I'm beginning to feel sorry for myself. I've heard it more than once, and I mentioned it just a few moments ago. I've heard it more than once that sometimes when we carry a burden or sometimes when we have a concern, then it's easy for us to get to the point of no one listens, no one cares, no one's hearing, and then all of a sudden you see someone else and you see the burdens that they're carrying. And then you begin to think, well, maybe mine's not quite as bad. but it's still there. You know, there's been times that I've gone to visit folks, and I knew they were carrying a heavy burden, and I knew that they were dealing with some issues, but you know, I left more blessed than trying to help them because of the spirit that they had. Because they were in the right spirit. And they knew that God is in control. And that's what we have as believers, is we have the right help. We have the abundance of help. And we have one that we can talk to. Someone that'll listen. So we need to guard against self-pity. We also need to guard against self-despair. Verses 4 and 5, where it says, my heart is sorrowful pain within me. The terrors of death are falling upon me. The psalmist is afraid. The psalmist is worried. The psalmist is concerned. It's a man of self-despair, because in his mind and in the situation that he's in, he's thinking there's no relief. There's no relief. You know, I think of the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 years, I believe it was. And sometimes we carry these burdens from year to year to year, and it seems like no one's listening. No one's listening. So we need to beware of being in self-despair. We also need to beware to not yield the desire to give up. And that's very concerning, because we should never give up. We should never give up. Verse 6 and 7 that I read to you just a few moments ago, the psalmist is saying, if I just had wings like a dove, I could fly away. I could run away from my problems. I could run away from my cares. I don't know about you, but if we're honest with ourselves, there's times that I know that in the past I thought that. I just need to get away. I need to get away. But guess what I learned? Those problems follow you. They follow you. You can't run away from these cares of life. You can't run away from these things. So we need to beware. If you think running helps, then that running will carry that burden right with you no matter where you are. It'll be right there. The psalmist believes there's no relief. And then I guess this is probably one of the more difficult things. In verse 15 of this psalm, verse 15 says, and this is where we really need to be on guard. The Bible says, let death seize upon them, and let them go down quick into hell. For wickedness is in their dwelling and among them. The psalmist became very bitter. The psalmist became very bitter from his pursuers. Very bitter. And out of all the things that I think that we need to be on guard about, we need to be on guard with bitterness. Bitterness can destroy you. Bitterness can destroy your testimony. Bitterness can destroy the person that God wants you to be. It's very hard when someone hurts you. It's very hard when someone says something against you. It's very hard not to become angry and bitter, but we need to beware. We need to beware. We need to be on guard from that, because it's so easy for it to happen. It's very easy to become very bitter when something happens in your life that maybe you can't explain. Maybe something happens in your life that you hoped wouldn't happen, but yet it happened anyway. Maybe even something happened in your life that you prayed that it wouldn't happen. Beware, because we need to avoid bitterness. Bitterness will destroy you. And not only will bitterness destroy you, bitterness will destroy the people around you. Because they will sense that. And they will feel that. And they will, especially people that are close to you, then they can become bitter themselves. Avoid these things. Avoid these things. The psalmist was at that point. And the psalmist was recording it, and we're able to read by the inspired word of God. We're able to read and see, but in reality, we're subject to do the same thing. We should never think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, because we, everyone could fall into that. We never should say, well, I would never do that. We should never say, well, there's no way I'm not going to be that way. I mean, look at Peter. Peter says, I'm not going to deny you, Lord. I'll never do that. I'll go with you. But when the pressure was on, he did exactly what Jesus said he would do. And he denied him three times. And we should be on guard of that. We should be on guard of I will never act this way, or I will never run from the Lord. Look, I know people right now that aren't in church today and aren't serving the Lord today because they became bitter. Because they became troubled of what was happening in their life. So those are things that we need to be aware of. That's real life. That we need to be aware of those things. So how can we find relief? What can we do? Well, the first thing we need to realize is that God is not going anywhere. God is still on the throne. God is still there. God is still real. God is still all-powerful. And the fact that you're not alone. Although you may feel alone, and maybe you're the only one that's carrying this burden, whatever it may be, I could start naming off a lot of burdens, but I'm not going to do that because every burden is a little different. And every person is carrying a different burden. But the first thing I need us to understand is that God hasn't gone anywhere. God is just as real as He's ever been. He's just as real as He's ever been. I want us to think about Job just for a minute. We're not going to turn there. But you know the beginning part. God and Satan were talking, and Satan pretty much said to the Lord, and I'm paraphrasing, pretty much said to the Lord, the only reason he hasn't denied you, or the only reason that he's still serving you, is because you're protecting him. But God allowed certain things to happen in Job's life. And that's hard. That's hard for us to consider. God allowed, now Satan couldn't take his life, but yet Satan, for lack of better terms, Satan did the double barrel on him. Satan lost his, or Satan caused him to, he lost his family. That alone could crush a person, if you really stop to think about it. God allowed him to lose his family. God allowed him to lose his wealth, bankruptcy. God allowed him to lose his health. You magnify that, and then you've got his only support at the time, his only support, his wife, the one that you share things with. Said, why don't you just curse God and die? That's a pretty big weight. That's a pretty big weight. And then his so-called friends were coming to try to support him and try to encourage him, and they blamed him. And they said, well, this is happening, and I'm paraphrasing it, but they're ultimately saying, this is happening because you aren't doing something right. Do you realize sometimes our burdens come whether we're doing something right or not? That's just part of life. You know, we have a tendency sometimes to get the idea, well, this is happening to me because of something. When in reality, this just may be what you've been entrusted with. And that's a hard one to think about. God has not gone anywhere. And when we carry these burdens, then there's a verse that becomes really real to us. And that is this. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28. And we might be guilty of saying, Lord, how can this work to my good? Job, he stood, and he was blessed beyond measure. There's things that we don't understand, and there's things that we're always going to not understand. We're not going to understand everything, but we need to just remember, guard against bitterness, and remember that God is on the throne. God is on the throne. That's how we can overcome these burdens, is realizing that God is there. The next thing we need to realize is this. We are to cast our burden upon the Lord, like the verse says. When I used to do a lot of fishing with my dad, before he passed away, we would do some surf fishing down in Emerald Isle. And at the time, it's not like it is now. It's all grown up and houses and everything. But there was a point that we used to fish on at Emerald Isle. And we used to fish all night. And so when I would fish, there was always a certain part of the tide, there was always a deep spot that you could cast. And generally, that's where the fish fed, especially at night or just before dark, according to how the tide was. But I would always try to cast. And sometimes I would have to wade out in the water a pretty good ways to try to cast. But I would throw as far as I could throw to hit that spot. Do you know that the word cast means to fling? It means to fling. In other words, we're supposed to take our burdens, whatever they are, and we all have different ones, and when we're giving them to the Lord, we're to fling them as far as we can fling them and give them to Jesus. And give them to Jesus. It requires action, but there's also something else that it requires. It requires effort. Effort. For us to fling, for us to cast, as the Bible says, it requires effort. Not, Lord, I want you to take care of my problem, and that's it. It requires, we have to force ourselves to not worry. We have to force ourselves not to doubt. We have to force ourselves to give it to Him and allow Him to take it. Because that's what casting is. When Daniel was cast into the lion's den in Daniel 6, and when Daniel was cast into prison, then they cast him, they thrust him in there. When Jonah was cast into the sea during that storm, when Jonah was running from the Lord, they had to throw him into the sea. When John the Baptist was cast into prison, and we know that wrongful accusation that was taking place and that whole thing, they cast him there. And we are to cast our burdens upon the Lord. In our weakness, He becomes strong. In our weakness, He becomes strong in our life. And we will understand when the Bible says, Thy grace is sufficient. Thy grace is sufficient. We cannot, but He can. We cannot, but He can. The verse of the Bible in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, talks about Paul having a burden. He called it a thorn. And I got to thinking about just that word, thorn. That means that burden gave him pain. Gave him pain. The thorn will hurt you. The thorn will prick you. The thorn will cause pain. So he had a pretty heavy burden. And God permitted it. I think that's kind of one of the hardest things for us to understand, and that's where it takes our faith and our trust, because God permitted it. Now, we don't know what the thorn was. There's some scholars that thinks it's this and that, and I'm just glad that they don't mention what it is, because that thorn could be our thorns. Our thorns. But God permitted it. Paul prayed as he was supposed to. He cast like he was supposed to. And he asked for it to be removed. And then he realized that God's grace was sufficient. He also realized that having God's grace and understanding God's grace was more important than that burden and that thorn to be removed. You see, that's when our faith and our relationship with the Lord becomes real. Becomes real. Anyone can serve the Lord when things are going good. Anyone can serve the Lord when things are going great. But the Bible says to cast. That burden was heavy. And burdens that we carry are heavy. And then lastly tonight, we are to leave the burdens with the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We are to leave our burdens with the Lord. Let's put it like this. He resumes full responsibility of your burden. When you truly give it to him, and you say, Lord, I'm giving it to you. I'm casting it as far as I can cast it. And I'm trusting. That means you're trusting him with full responsibility that he's going to do what is right, and you can trust him. Yes. The promise that is given is that he shall sustain me. The promise, he will never suffer the righteous to be moved. It takes action. It takes action on our part. And it's easy for us to be burdened and to carry the burdens with us. And sometimes we've carried the burdens so long that that we didn't know what to do. When, true story, when Darla and I first started dating many, many, many years ago, it's been many now, it's hard to believe. But I had a spot on my finger that was, many of you know, is I had a wart on my finger. And I had done everything. And I tried to cut it off. I mean, I did everything to try to get that, and every time it would come back. Every time. So finally, Darla's mother had some stuff, and she said, well, try this. I don't know if she remembers or not. But she said, try this, and she put some stuff on it, and it wasn't the first time, but we had to keep putting that treatment. We had to keep putting it there. And eventually, that place fell off my finger, and it hadn't come back. Do you know I was lost without it for a little while? I was. Now think about it just for a minute. I was lost with that because I was always picking at it. I was always picking at it. What do we do with our burdens? If we truly cast them, then that means they're gone. It takes effort. It takes several times. And when they're gone, we don't have anything to pick at. Now we can go on to something else. And serve the Lord, love the Lord, and most importantly, have peace. Have peace in our life. But we have to do something about it. Just like that. I'll be honest with you. 35 years ago, I never thought I would use it for an illustration. But it's true. Sometimes we carry things and we won't let them go because that's all we've known to do, is to carry that burden. Well, our challenge tonight is this. Let the Lord have it. And let Him take it. Whatever it is. It'll take effort. And you'll have to put several coats. But He will take it. And you'll begin to have peace. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for our time together. Thank You for allowing us to deal with life problems. Because that's when we see who You truly are. Father, there's someone here tonight, just like even in my own life, that there's burdens that we have that we just can't seem to let go of. Help us to do as the Bible says, to cast. You're going to sustain us. You're going to help us. Help us to not carry these burdens any longer. Help us to find real peace. Father, there may be someone that's viewing tonight that's got a heavy heart. Help them, Lord. Help us, Lord. As we have this invitation, Lord, if there's someone that You've spoken to, I pray that their first step is to come to this altar and say, Lord, I'm giving You this. I'm casting it. Father, we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.